Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
An Idaho farmer uses a combination of regenerative agricultural practices and federal crop insurance to manage weather-related risks to his operation. Rod Bain for the USDA has more.
Weather-related risk management in agriculture. Pretty much that concept has been around as long as farming itself. That does not mean the challenges to dealing with such risk does not go away. Just ask Lance Griff, a farmer from Idaho.
We average around 10 inches of precipitation a year. Irrigation for us is a major thing, because if we didn't have irrigation, the whole farm would just look like sagebrush. We wouldn't have any farming, basically. We have a moderate number of prevent plant situations due to lack of water.
Griff spoke to an audience at this year's USDA Agricultural Outlook Forum, explaining what risk management tools and practices he utilizes in his operation. His journey started in 2012.
I began no-tilling and planting cover crops. I had enough success that my dad could see the benefits, so we began implementing soil health practices on our whole farm.
Yet Griff says the benefits of moving to regenerative ag are significant for his operation.
It just economically made sense for us. For example, we paid 4 tillage passes in our corn crop, moving from a tillage mile to a no-till. We wanted to be more efficient with our irrigation water. We save about 2 inches of fresh irrigation water per year on corn. We saw a way of improving soil and plant health with expectation of using less fertilizer, since our soil would be more healthy. And we also thought if we wanted different results than we'd been getting, we'd have to change our approach.
Also important to Griff's operation is the federal crop insurance program.
We use multi-peril crop insurance and have used both the yield and revenue-based policies, depending on risk, market conditions, and other factors. Multi-peril crop insurance covers losses such as drought, excess moisture, freeze, disease, and other factors.
So how does crop insurance and regenerative ag work together on Griff's farm?
When we were conventionally tilling everything and had a prevent plant situation, to keep weeds down, we would till the soil, which would increase the risk of wind erosion, and we weren't keeping a living root in the soil. Now, if we have a prevent plant situation like we had last season, we either plant a cover crop or leave the volunteer crop growing from the previous year.
With USDA Risk Management Agency now allowing planting of cover crops and other conservation practices in prevent plant years. For instance, in 2021,
the RMA allowed producers to hay, graze, or chop their cover crops as of July without penalty to their prevent plant payment, as opposed to November 1st under the old rule.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. Have a great weekend. We'll see you back here again on Monday.